Hey, Minister Change.
Brother Al at your service. Oh, God.
From Center to Saints, this podcast the truth. You is or you ain't. Let's break down the facts. It's Minister Change. Minister Change.
Greetings. Wonderful people with God. It's your boy, Minister Change, the minister that meet people where they at and love on them like our Lord Jesus Christ does. I'd like to welcome our guest, Crystal Leandra, to the Change of Life Testimonies from Center to Saints. What's going on, sister? Tell me how you're feeling tonight.
Hey, God bless you. I'm feeling well. I'm blessed and favored this day.
Amen, God amen, has been good to me. Yes, it's always a blessing to be in the land of the living, and God allow us to fellowship. Hey, sis, we're going to start this interview off with you telling the people, where are you from? Where was you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Oakland, California. And when I got a little bit older, I moved to Hayward. So I'm a Bay Area baby my whole life. I moved around a little bit, but Bay Area has been my home.
Okay. Bay Area. Hey, Sister Crystal, do you care what people think about you?
You know, That's a tricky question because it says in the word to not let our good be evil spoken of. Mm-hmm. So I care to the extent that I don't want my good to be evil spoken of. But mm-hmm. when it comes to people, when it comes to haters, for instance, mm-hmm. that's something totally different. You okay. know, that's something you can't really let faze you because they're working for the enemy, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're working for the other side, and we got the power through Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's amen. What keeps me. Amen. Amen. Sis. That's good. Hey, Crystal, if you had to describe your character to a total stranger, how would you describe yourself?
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Okay. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been through a lot of things, and I've done a lot of things. But God brought me out, and I'm a new person now, you know? Amen. So I say new.
New, okay. New. Okay, Sister Crystal, that's good. Yeah. That is good, sister. That is good. Growing up, would you say your childhood was normal or abnormal?
I had an abnormal childhood. Totally.
Yeah. Abnormal. Okay, yeah. And do you think that the childhood affected some things in your life and took you down a path that started a spiral at some point in your life?
Oh, yes, definitely. Early childhood abuse for me, it impacted the way I think, the way I thought, that is. And everything that happened to me after that was altered. Because my way of thinking was different. My way of thinking about men, my way of thinking about women, my way of thinking about family, trust, you know, all of that.
Okay. Sister, you know, the other, I think it was yesterday. Well, actually it was last night. I was looking at the news and it's just so much crazy stuff going on. And I kind of began to cry a little bit, sister. When was the last time you cried, sis?
Ooh, Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Was it Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday. No. Wait, I watched the Wendy Williams documentary.
Oh,
yesterday.
That was deep.
And it made me deep. Cry.
That was deep.
I've been through some of the stuff that she's been through. So man. that was yesterday. So yeah,
that was deep. I was watching it too, and it's just you just can't believe the way her life has spiraled out of control and how she was so great. That's the thing, man. You just gotta watch. You never know what could happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah,
your life could change.
I had to repent for judging her after all she'd been through.
Yeah. Amen. We never know what's going on behind the scenes, so that's amen. Why. Sometimes it's just good just to hug people in prayer and try not to pass judgment. Just hug them in prayer. Hey, sister, this is the testimony moment. This is where you give your testimony about a physical, a mental, a sexual, or any assault, anything that you went through and how you overcome it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I wrote out my testimony.
Okay. So,
and what I'm going to do is I'm going to spit that to you. It's in the form of spoken word.
Okay, sis, that's good.
I never was a streetwalker, but I sold my body with daddy issues from a missing birth father. My stepdaddy tried, but I said, don't bother. It took the love of Christ because he got that living water. A teenage runaway on the streets of Oakland, Cali, scrambling to climb, but I was stuck up in the valley. I turned to perversion and homosexuality. Men took advantage because I really wanted a daddy. I turned to alcohol and drugs just to numb the pain. Locked up in psych wards and labeled as insane. The devils that possessed me had full reign in my brain, on the road to destruction, and I couldn't be tamed. Crying out to God because I felt forsaken, down in the trenches, broken, alone, and naked. A reprobate mind thought that I would never make it, abused as a child, so my faith was shaken. This is my story. This is my pain. All of my infractions brought me to shame. I'm not in a hurry to point the blame. My future was changed when I called Jesus' name. When I say I had legions of demons, I mean it. But I was deaf and blind to where I couldn't even see it. Crying, I surrendered when I didn't really mean it. Holding on to everything when God wanted to heal it. Wandering the streets at all hours of the night. It was the angels of protection that saved my life. The Holy Spirit beckoning, but I put up a fight. I had so much sin that I would hide from the light. I was a false witness because I was still broken. Jesus on my lips with a puff of cloud smoking. Hypocrite behavior will have people think you're joking. Preaching while your demons are still prodding and poking. It took a revelation, a renewing of the mind. Our God is one that works wonders and signs, miracles and makeovers, and I'm a living witness. I was working for the devil. Now that boy is on my hit list. This is my story. This is my pain. All of my infractions brought me to shame. I'm not in a hurry to point the blame. My future was changed when I called Jesus' name. I hear you, Father, and I know that you are with me, walking right beside me through all of my uncertainties. I've been hurt so very bad in the past, running from myself, trying to make that money fast. I want to thank you for healing my mind, body, and soul. You wrapped me in your arms when the streets were cold. Your word is alive, not just a story told. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. The power of God can heal your pain overnight, but for some of us, this battle is an uphill fight. Do not be deceived or deterred from the light. Your healing is in him, so remain upright. My God, you have brought me so far. I should have been dead or locked up behind bars. If you're going through something, seek the maker of the stars. For every tear you shed is bottled in heavenly jars. Your love is like a tsunami, wiping out all of the hate that's all around me. I was lost, you paid the cost, somehow you found me. I was sinking, boat linking, I was drowning, but you saved me. Hallelujah.
Man. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Sister, that was deep. The devil tried, but the devil is a lie.
He's a lie. Woo.
Sister, that was deep.
Yeah.
That was deep, sister. That was deep, sister. That was deep. And after going through, man, that was deep. I got to figure out where I'm going to start, sister. That was deep. Man, I'm hugging you in prayer. Sister, that was deep.
Thank you, loved one. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen, all the time. But sister, experiencing the homelessness, how empty did that make you feel inside?
It was hard. The thing was, I was walking in rebellion at that time. So I had a place to go. Like my parents wanted me home. But I didn't want to follow their rules. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to live right. And I couldn't do with all that I was doing in their house. So being out on the street, also I was out of my right mind. At that time, I was living as a man, a transgender man, injecting testosterone. I was on different medications that I stopped taking. I was paranoid. I was hearing things, hearing voices. I was gone, but I walked into this church. I was so broken. I walked into this church and fell on my face. Just as I was, they took me in. They didn't ask no questions. They just took me in. I was going by the name Christian. They thought I was a dude. I had to tell them that I wasn't. You know, man. I had to come clean. And then eventually after they fed me the word and gave me books to read and prayed over me, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I heard the Spirit of God tell me, Crystal, you are my daughter and I love you. Amen. And I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't live that life anymore. And I started my journey right then and there.
Amen.
It's been a long journey.
It's all right, sister. You strong. You good. Your testimony is going to save lives, sister. You are good. You are good. So what do you think? Was it a childhood abuse, a hidden scars? What do you think that caused you to go down that path? You know, and...
Well, at the age of 5, my birth dad was abusive to my mother. He was on crack and alcohol, and you know, it was an abusive household. And that was as early as the age of 5. And then at the age of 7, my mom left him, married my stepdad, and I couldn't sleep in her room anymore. So they moved me downstairs with my brothers. And that's where one of my brothers, the middle brother, him and his friend raped me when I was 7. So that's how I lost my virginity. And after that, I was afraid of men. I was afraid of all boys. And I would just stick closer to girls. And then one of my older female friends ended up touching on me. And it wasn't as traumatic as the boy experience. So I'm in my brain, the enemy planted that seed, women good, boys bad. And it all took off from there. You know, and as far as me transitioning to be male, that came from not wanting to feel vulnerable anymore. You know,
man, that's sister, how important do you think forgiveness is? You know, when you go through a lot of stuff in life, how important do you think forgiveness is?
Man, unforgiveness is a virus, a plague. I say this in one of my songs.
Okay.
It's called Now, and it's about forgiveness. And unforgiveness will destroy you. It will not only mess with your mind, but your body will begin to break down. I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. You know, the people that hurt me, my middle brother that did that to me, I pray for him. I want the best for him. I want to see him saved.
Amen.
You know, and the only way I was able to forgive him, you know what? Actually, what helped is I found out that he was molested by an older brother, and that brother was molested by some aunties, and it trickled down to me, and it stops with me.
Amen.
But I had to learn. You can't. A big thing in church, in the Black church, or just Black folks in general, I noticed is that hush hush, don't tell your business. Don't you know, something happened, just keep it to yourself. But you can't do that. You gotta expose these generational curses in order to defeat them.
Yes.
No.
Amen. Amen. And what we are going through, and we know, I got another episode I'm doing called Hidden Scars. We know that in the Black community, man, there's so many hidden scars. But what finally gave you the courage? I mean, because, you know, it takes courage for you to even come on Change Your Life Testimony and tell your stories. What got you to the point of the courage to say, hey, I want to share my testimony. I want to change lives. Because them hidden scars inside, like you said, it destroys us. So where are you getting your courage from? And I'm proud of you, sister. I'm glad, because your testimony is going to save some life. A lot of people deal with similar things that me and you have been through. I've been through hurts and pains, domestic abuse in my life, and child abuse. And so what finally gave you the courage, sister, to say, I'm going to spread my story, I'm going to give my testimony, or I'm going to do different?
It's like fire shut up in my bones. And you know, I see the need. Being in that community and seeing all of those people who a lot of them are broken and have been hurt. A lot of them are getting brainwashed by media and so these groups that they have and so on and so forth. I see the
what would you tell anybody right now that's thinking about transitioning? What would be a thing, some things you would give them to think about before they even think about transition? If they want to transition to a woman or to a man, what would be some advice you would give them before they think about transition?
I would say seek your true identity in Christ, in God. Seek your true identity and get closer to Him before you make any final decision. Sometimes the churches, the way people look as they're getting ready to transition and stuff like that, the churches, we have to accept these people into the church and love on them instead of looking at them sideways, right? Because these people, a lot of them, they're confused. A lot of them are hurt. A lot of them have been indoctrinated by the world to the extent where they don't know any better. So I would say seek your true identity in Christ. And also think about your future. You're going to grow old one day. Mm. I tell people the same thing about tattoos. I have them myself. I have tattoos.
Yeah,
but I'm not getting no more. I just sat and thought about it one day. I was like, man, I'm going to grow old and wrinkled one day, and I'm going to have all this stuff all on my body.
You're going to be like, what? Okay.
But, you know, that's biblical too, you know, as far as marking your body. But I'm not going to get into that because it's a touchy subject. But, I would just say seek God, because God was the only one that could do it for me. I had to hear the voice of God. I had to be filled with His Spirit. I would say check out some online churches if you're not comfortable walking into a church. They're everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, you know.
Okay. Now, do you think the environment, too, that you are in sometimes can hold you captive to a life?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So far as getting out of the environment, do you ever, because a lot of people, we got to be honest, it don't happen overnight.
It don't.
What things are you still struggling with now? Did you have to leave that environment or
I did.
Are you able? Okay.
Yeah, I had to leave, and I still get nightmares to this day of my old life. I'm working through that with my mentor right now, working on getting delivered from that. But I lived it so long that the enemy attacks me at night with recollections of my old life. And I pray and I fast and I consecrate and I thank God for bringing me out. That's the thing. When the enemy tries to bring back the remembrance of the life and bring back the guilt and the shame and all that I've been through and the craziness, I start thanking God. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. I'm free in the name of Jesus. You gotta declare that over yourself. I haven't been to San Francisco since that's where I was living the life out. And I haven't been there since like 2013.
Man, amen. Amen.
I was serious. When I left there, I said, I'm never coming back here. But unless the Lord leads me there to minister. You know, but I haven't been back. I don't watch TV shows that have queer couples, gay couples. I don't. It's a lot. It's a lot. You have to like be serious about it, because we were serious about living that life. We sought after that life. Right. When I was a kid, when I was young, I would get on the party line looking to meet girls. I would skip school. I would do this and that. But if you were that serious about living that life, going to Pride, you know, then you should be that serious about getting into a church and getting sanctified. You know, you have to fast, pray, and slay on a daily basis. And I surround myself. I'm in a bunch of different groups of ex-LGBTQ people. I get support. I'm in counseling. It has to be a decision that you make yourself, though. That's the cold part. If you're walking in rebellion, you're not going to want to make that change. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. I'm free now. Amen. I feel good. Amen. Like, you know what I mean? That Amen. Life was miserable for me.
Man.
It was just lust. All it is lust, sex, lust, perversion, debauchery.
Wow.
You know, and I'm so glad to be free.
Amen. Amen, sister. That's good. That's most definitely good. And it's so good. Go ahead, sister.
Don't think that because you're turning your back on homosexuality and trans life that you are automatically going to be attracted to the opposite sex. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Don't think that, I really want to stop living as a lesbian, so I'm going to go get a boyfriend. It doesn't work like that. You can't just replace, you have to replace that with the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will change within you. It'll change your desires, the desires of your heart, right?
Now, I mean, when you was living as a transgender man, did you ever come in contact with any other guys where you guys might had to have an encounter, like a fight over a female or over something like that, where they might have saw the girl you was with and been like, hey, man, she look good. And you like, no, you better back down now. Hold on. What's going on?
Actually, when I was living as a lesbian, a butch lesbian, that mm-hmm. happened a lot. I was very hot tempered and I felt like I needed to be over. I felt like I needed to overcompensate.
Okay.
Now, listen to this. Once I started transitioning to being a man, mm-hmm. I was attracted to men. Right. I felt safe being with a man. It's weird. Man. It's crazy. And that's a big thing now. What transitioning and then being with the same sex or opposite sex. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we know that's some type of demonic spirits or something in the spiritual realm that's really attacking us. Because mm-hmm. I mean, to us it might not make sense, but you know you experienced it. Wow, that'll be kind of a little different. You know, you trans. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so, but then the cold part about it is I was living as a man, I had a boyfriend, and then
you had a boyfriend. So once you transition as a man, you got with a man.
Yes.
Wow.
I felt more comfortable because I felt like you can't hurt me. I'm one of you.
Got you. Oh, okay. It's a defense.
That's the twisted lie. That's how the enemy works. I'm telling you. All he needs is a tiny little opening and he just twists all the logic. I look back like, was I really doing that? Like, what was I thinking? But I was so far gone, you know. It was to the point where my grandmother said that she would pray for me, but she just couldn't see it. She couldn't see me getting delivered. She couldn't picture it. And that's why now when she sees me, she cries. I'm an aspiring missionary for the Church of God in Christ. So I'm taking classes and things like that. But I get up to do like a lesson or a sermon or whatever, she's in tears.
Man.
She's like, look what God did.
Man.
You know?
Man, nobody knows what God has in our blueprint. It's kind of crazy because it gives us this thing called free will. And it's free will, man. It just take us everywhere. But God already has a blueprint for us when we are in our mother's womb. Amen. He already know. But that free will is sometimes just really, really takes us to a different path. Yeah. Now, even though, I mean, I know you went through that. I don't know if you have kids, but did you ever have a desire to have kids and have a family?
Yeah.
I mean, your own kid, you know.
Yes. Actually, when it's been years now, I've been praying for God to show me, to ready me for a husband and to send him and to make it clear when make it clear that that's the one. You know, I've turned down marriage proposals because the man was not on fire for God.
Amen.
He gotta love God more than me, you know.
Amen.
And that's the only way it's gonna work. Cause I got so much trauma and people carry so much junk, you just gonna knock heads if God isn't first in your lives.
Yes,
you know, and I don't desire to birth children, but I do desire to adopt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a life experience that you'll never forget? That you'll never forget. Maybe it was good, maybe it was bad.
I remember being in my 20s and I was living as a bush lesbian. I was crashing at different women's houses and then staying at my mom's. My mom lived directly across the street from the church. I took the BART home in Hayward and was walking home. Walking home, and the church was to my left, and my home was straight ahead. And I started walking, and all of a sudden, my legs start doing their own thing, and I was tripping out. I was looking down at my legs, like, "Where are we going?" You know. It was a trip. Ooh, and then I walked into the church. They were having a consecration, the yearly consecration in the beginning of the year. I walked into my home church. I hadn't been there in years. And my bishop was doing an altar call. And I was doubting the word of God because I was being indoctrinated by an older man who took me in off the streets when I ran away. Mm-hmm. So he was teaching me things like, oh, man wrote the Bible and it's corrupt. And it was King James's slaves that wrote it. So they messed it up because they was mad and all kind of stuff he was telling me. Right. And I couldn't prove him wrong. So I was being indoctrinated with all this stuff. And I was like, man, but I kept a little mini Bible in my back pocket. So I walk into the church. He's doing an altar call. I walk in the door straight up to the altar. And He laid hands on me and I start speaking in tongues.
Wow.
And it blew my mind. I'm like, hold on. I didn't think I was even saved. Like, what's happening right now?
You're like, whoa, where is this coming from?
I start crying and speaking in tongues. And I heard the verse of God. I heard the spirit of God. I reached back like, I don't know how. I just reached back to my pocket and pulled the Bible up and held it up. And I never doubted it ever since then. I never doubted the word of God. I know the word of God to be true because of that experience.
Amen.
And can't nobody tell me nothing.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Once you experience the goodness of God, hey, can't nobody tell you nothing at all? Because you experienced it. You know what it feels like. You like, man, I don't care what you got to say. I know what it is. I know the deal. Hey, real sister, talk. If you had to give this chapter in your life a title, what would you title it right now? What would be your chapter? What would be the title of this chapter in your life?
Whew. I would say, that's hard. This chapter of my life, I'm doing so many new things. Like,
where you at? Just where you at now? This chapter, because you know there was the chapters. Now you're getting to the good part. You know,
yeah, it's
you,
like
you, yeah, you have to, yeah.
It's like the beginning of something real, like new. It's like I would say it was this like takeoff, like you know how the astronauts take off, like takeoff. Like I would say that's the best I could do off the top of my head. But considering all that's going on in my life right now, like I didn't think all this would be happening. So I'm like, I'm humbled.
Amen.
You know, I'm humbled by the blessings and the favor that God has given me.
Amen. That's good, sister. Hey, sister, Crystal, yes. What is a positive word of encouragement so you can give to anybody that's dealing with homosexuality? They want to trans, they want to do a transgender deal. They want to trans that's been molested, that's been just going through, that's been homeless. Sister, I know you have a powerful word. You have experienced it all. And I know that anybody hearing your testimony, they cannot be nothing but touched and moved, sister, because it's 100% genuine, sister. So what is a powerful word of encouragement you can give to anybody?
Don't give up. You are loved. You're made in God's image.
Amen.
I just want to say, don't do anything drastic before you seek God and seek him to the point where you're fasting, praying, and getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Get filled. You know that song, Go Back to the Altar.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. Well, definitely.
That Holy Ghost fire. You gotta get filled. Because you know, otherwise we're walking around on our own will. And yes. We're making decisions that aren't in line with the will of God. The only way to truly know who you are in God is to be filled with his Spirit.
Amen. Man, that's good, sister. That's good, sister. Hey, Sister Crystal, yes, we're going to talk about your musical career. I heard your music. It is nice. It is jamming. What you tell the people a little bit about your music? What you call your music, or how can they contact you? Give them some email. If somebody just want to kick it, you know, talk to you, give us some info.
Okay. I dropped the album last year and a few singles. The album's called Woman of Distinction by Crystal Leandra. And I also published a book a few years back. I don't know if you knew. Okay. It's called Poetry and Beyond for God's Glory. And it's a combination of poems, testimonies, and journal entries from my life. Okay. Just encouraging words. So as far as my music, I have a single dropping March 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, no. March 1st. Mm-hmm. And it's called Alignment, Assignment, Anointing.
Mm.
It's a call for us all to live holy.
Amen.
Yeah, so... that's my music. It's on all platforms. If you just type in my name, Crystal Leandra, you can just Google me and my music will pop up. You can email me, crystal.leandra@gmail.com. If you drop me a line, if you're going through, if you need prayer, let me know. I will go in for you.
Amen. 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 Sister, that is good. Hey, sister, I want to tell you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful interview.
Yeah,
it was wonderful, sister. What I'm going to do, sister, if you are okay with it, I want to give you the pleasure of praying us out. I want to bow my head, sister, and have you pray us out with a powerful prayer, if you don't mind.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now with uplifted hearts, thanking you, God, for all you've done here today. Thank you for allowing us to expose the enemies and his devices and all his schemes, God. We ask you right now, God, to just come on in, Lord. Let something said here speak to someone's heart. Let them seek your face, God. Let them find themselves in you, oh God. Oh, God, we ask you right now to change it. Turn it around, God. Whoever it is under the sound of my voice, turn it around, God. Change the desires of their heart to be more like you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We worship you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister, I just want you to know, hey, I love you. I'm going to keep hugging you in prayer. Keep hugging me in prayer.
Yes.
Every day ain't going to be a joyful day.
Yeah.
But we got to always remember, in the day that God allows us to be here, he's going to make a way.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, never give up. Stay in prayer, sister. And I'm going to continue hugging you in prayers and continue hugging me, sister. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you.
Amen. Blessings. Trackside Studio.
You had me fiending, cause I was a heathen that was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving. You are legion, you had me fiending, cause I was a heathen that was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving.
Before I was 8 years old, I was raped by two boys. One was my older brother saying make no noise. I lost my father to alcohol, divorce, and powder. Crying out to God, I must have needed to scream louder. Life kinda stunk like old rotten clam chowder. With two brothers in jail and an angry stepfather. My heart grew cold and my anger just grew hotter. I'm only alive now due to God, my mom, and laughter. My father had weekend visits to pick me up. He'd take me out to gamble and say I was good luck. He would make me laugh but made me cry when he was drunk. He tried to make it up by showing up with old junk. Now boys were no better and girls could be cruel. So I took a ride from a stranger one day after school. I was seventh grade and sheltered, I was just a young fool. I was violated again and used just as a tool. You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving. You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving. I refuse to make music that no one understands. If I ever get married, I'll submit to my husband. See, I was abused early, so I was afraid of men. The enemy had me living as a butch lesbian. Then I began injecting testosterone. I was on the streets for years and a runaway from home. I had a street family, then they left me all alone. I was trying to be a man when really I was a drone. The devils that possessed me thought they had full control. Till I stepped in the church and God took a hold of my heart, mind, and body. So now I'm sold out to the extreme. I'm a whole new mold. My future looks brighter if I may be so bold. It took the love of the saints and I'm not letting go. It took the prayers of the elders on a steady flow. For they pray and not faint, it's holiness, not a show. You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving. You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving.
I was being bound down with shackles and chains. Crawling the walls, felt I was going insane. There was no sunshine, just clouds and rain. Then the clouds parted when I called Christ's name. Like a dog to his vomit, oh, I kept going back. Chasing the high, alcohol and weed sex. Homosexuality, confusion and stress. Searching for a high that would lead me to mess. Leviathan had me wrapped up by the neck. Principality choke, I couldn't catch my breath. He had two goals, destruction and death. A reprobate mind, Holy Spirit and let. Then pigs in the parlor came to my father. Saved me, delivery, baptized in water. No more sorrow, a better tomorrow. I got Jesus all the way down to bone marrow.
You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving. You are legion, you had me fiending. Cause I was a heathen, I was full of them demons. Generational curses, that be the reason I had to turn my back on the devil, tell him I'm leaving.
There was a man in Mark 5 who was possessed by a demon. And Christ said to him, come out of this man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying,
my name is Legion, for we are many.
Bro, my sis, don't be fooled by the enemy's trick. Don't be fooled by the lies that society is throwing in your eyes.
Oh God, Senator the Saints, Minister Change. You got a testimony. God gave you a testimony. Speak it right now. Call Minister Change. 260-203. 6655. You want to share, we got it for you. Call them right now. Reach Minister Change. 260-203-6655.